Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, this is Freddie Spencer reporting after the 2017 German Grand Prix at Sachsenring. But before I get into that, I want to tell you a little bit about this weekend. Another great weekend here at the Goodwood Festival of Speed. This beautiful place brings back a lot of memories for a lot of people. I want to tell you a bit why. One is it celebrates the many different disciplines of motorsports. I've been coming here for almost 20 years now. The first time John Surtees invited me when he was a couple years into putting together the motorcycle portion of this Festival of Speed. And it was such a great honor. It's really grown since then in so many ways. One, of course, the amount of fans, the amount of equipment, the amount of cars and motorcycles, and all the different ways that they're displayed. But one thing hasn't changed about this great event, and that's what it gives people. You know, ultimately, that's what it's all about, is what we share through motorsports, the passion, the excitement, certainly the fact that it brings back memories for a lot of people when they were younger, things that inspired them to achieve, whether it's in motorsports or in anything that they do. But one of the things that's really exciting for me always is to see the young generation that are inspired. All the little kids that came up to me this weekend and asked my autograph and taking the time with each and every one of them to make sure that they're inspired like I was when I was a kid. That inspired me from that little kid in Louisiana to go on to want to achieve and to dream in life, to get a chance to race one day on a Honda, something he rode when he was a little kid, and to meet Mr. Honda, as I got the privilege of doing, and to win the world championship. It all begins at events like these. And if you think about it, it's the different disciplines, the different things that do inspire us, or like cultures in life. You know, the key is not to dismiss anything. And that's what I love about this event. Everything is celebrated. All different people, different races come together with one passion, to be inspired, and to be able to enjoy this beautiful place. Now getting to the race. The Sachsenring circuit, I had the chance to ride a couple of weeks ago on a 500 GP bike. And I'd ridden there last year for the first time. It is a very tight circuit. The corners so close together. And in fact, it's kind of hard in many ways to build momentum. You just kind of get into a corner and then you're into the next one. So on a bike with 260 horsepower like the modern GP bike, it's really a challenge for the riders. They spend so much time on the edge of the tire trying to carry, like I said, momentum and just getting from point A to point B. So how they adjust the electronics, really the patience that's required to be able to ride around a tight circuit like Sachsenring is one of the real keys. The other thing that was really interesting when you looked at it was the fact of the struggles of the Yamahas. The Honda seemed to be strong this week. The Yamahas were strong, of course, in the previous race when Valentino won. There's been talk about the struggles with the tires from week to week and the riders being able to adjust to that. And they're always constantly talking about the feel changing from week to week. So that was always going to make this race very interesting. You throw into that, of course, the uncertainty with the weather. That was the case this weekend again. We saw that in qualifying. So there was a lot of interesting dynamics that fell into this. With the championship so close, all the riders are feeling a lot of pressure. Vinales talked about he really need to get back up there on the podium. That was going to be one of the stories. The other is Mark, only winning one race so far this year. Could he win a race there? If he got pole position as he did, that's 8 years in a row across all the different classes, Moto 3, Moto 2, and now Moto GP. So we knew he was going to be strong. The Tech 3 guys, it's an interesting story. They're on the 2016 Yamaha versus the factory guys on the 2017 with Vinales and Rossi. Who was going to come out on top in the race? So the race was certainly going to be interesting, especially if it was mixed conditions, but it ended up being dry. And it kind of went along the lines of what we expected, or what I expected. I figured Mark would be very tough, as he was in the race. Petrostra, you know, of course, with the difficulty of the tires. Danny, he was there. But the surprise for me was Folger. As the race went on, it was really great to see him not get too excited with that chance of winning his first MotoGP race, but to really use his head. And when he got a little bit of a gap, or Mark got a little bit of a gap with a few laps to go, he just remained patient and got that great second place. Be interesting to see, because all the interest is on Johan, you know, Zarco, his teammate. We'll see that if Folger can kind of carry that momentum forward. And then they had there was that great battle between Vinales and Rossi. And Maverick kind of kept his cool and got a very good fourth place. And so he's back in that championship. And it's certainly going to make things exciting this year to see what happens from this point forward. It's going to be a great championship, as we've talked about. One of the things that I like to do, as I mentioned before, is that insight into what the riders are thinking and how they deal with the pressure. We know that, of course, Valentino has all these years of experience, and he's really using that to his advantage and just staying right there. Now, he's 10 points behind Mark at this stage of the championship. And we still haven't seen that great battle that we've all been expecting between Vinales and Mark. We'll just have to wait and see if that happens next time. I'm really looking forward to the next races. I hope you are, too.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.